This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian police detained more than 900 people at protests Tuesday in support of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny, who was sentenced by a court to spend more than the next 2.5 years in prison. After the sentencing, Navalny's allies called for protests in the center of Moscow. Navalny's lawyer said the anti-corruption blogger would actually serve 2 years and 8 months in jail because of time already spent under house arrest. They are to appeal the sentence. The United States, Britain, Germany, and the EU have all urged Moscow to immediately free Navalny. Myanmar's coup leader, Min Aung Hlaing, told the first meeting of his new government Tuesday that it was inevitable that the army would have to take power after its protest over alleged election fraud last year had been dismissed. The army took power on Monday and overthrew the elected leader, Aung San Suu Kyi. As they continue searching for the source of the COVID-19 outbreak in Wuhan, World Health Organization investigators made a planned visit to a research center in the central Chinese city. The Wuhan Institute of Virology has extensive virus samples, leading to unproven allegations that it may have caused the original outbreak by leaking the virus into the surrounding community. China has strongly denied that possibility and has promoted theories that the virus may have originated elsewhere. The WHO team that includes experts from 10 nations has already visited hospitals, research institutes, and a traditional wet market tied to the original outbreak. This is VOA News. U.S. House Democrats say the U.S. Senate should convict former President Donald Trump and bar him from office because he endangered the lives of all the members of Congress when he aimed a mob of supporters like a loaded cannon at the U.S. Capitol last month. Trump's lawyers denied that he incited rioters and called the upcoming Senate trial unconstitutional. Both sides filed their legal briefs Tuesday in advance of next week's trial. The Democrats forcefully linked Trump's baseless efforts to overturn the result of the presidential election to the deadly riot at the Capitol, saying he bears unmistakable blame. Trump's lawyers rejected those charges and said the Senate cannot put him on trial now that he has left the White House. U.S. President Joe Biden has signed a second spate of orders to undo his predecessor's immigration policies, demonstrating the powers of the White House and limitations without support from Congress. His orders on family separation, border security, and legal immigration bring to 9 the number of executive actions on immigration during his first 2 weeks in office, with proposed legislation to give legal status a path to citizenship to all the estimated 11 million people in the country who don't have it. Biden has quickly taken aim at many of former President Donald Trump's sweeping changes to deter immigration, both legal and illegal. More than 70 homes have been lost in a wildfire burning in hills outside Australia's western city of Perth. It is expected to continue burning for days, and residents are remaining on high alert. The fire had razed more than 22,000 acres of farm and woodland by early Wednesday. A pandemic lockdown in Perth and its surrounds was lifted for those communities in the fire's path so people could evacuate. State Fire Commissioner Darren Clem said conditions would remain difficult for firefighters with no rain forecast until Sunday. Jeff Bezos is stepping down later this year as Amazon CEO, a role he's had since founding the company nearly 30 years ago. Amazon made the announcement Tuesday. Bezos built the company from an online bookstore into the behemoth that it sells just about everything now. Amazon says that he will be replaced in the summer by Andy Jassy, who runs Amazon's cloud business. Bezos will then become the company's executive chairman. Post, he said that he planned to focus on new products and early initiatives at Amazon. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.